I'm Gregory Berg. Today and tomorrow on the campus of Carthage College is a special part of commencement celebrations there, the walkthrough processional commencement. Yesterday, Friday, there was an event in which all the graduates were gathered together in one place and celebrated together as the graduating class of 2024. But today and tomorrow, they will be experiencing a different kind of commencement, walking through as individuals with their loved ones. It's a really unconventional and marvelous variation, and it was conceived during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The following morning show interview was recorded in the early summer of 2021 with the gentleman who was largely responsible for conceiving and creating and implementing this unconventional but deeply moving processional commencement for Carthage, Adam Koenig.
And we welcome you to the Thursday morning show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg, and I'm really excited that we can start today's program with a member of the staff at Carthage College, Adam Koenig, who is Director of Advancement and Alumni Programs at Carthage. And the reason I invited Adam to be part of the morning show is because I wanted to give him a chance to talk about something that was so exciting and moving not long ago on the campus of Carthage, when Carthage, in the midst of what is still a scary pandemic, managed to create for the newest graduates a really exciting commencement experience at a time when it is still not safe to gather thousands of people together into a single room the way we typically do for commencement. Adam is largely responsible for a really groundbreaking approach to commencement that I saw firsthand as a faculty volunteer, and by talking to a number of graduates and their families, I could tell that it really had a powerful and positive impact on everybody I talked to. But it was not an easy thing to create nor to implement. And I just wanted to give Adam Koenig an opportunity to talk about what he created, the kind of discussions that took place in terms of just how to do commencement and how to do it safely and in a way that would be exciting and satisfying and moving. Adam Koenig, we welcome you to the morning show.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's really humbling the way you kind of framed that, so I'm very happy to be here.
I think I neglected to mention that you have been at Carthage since 2019, so just over a couple of years, and a heck of a couple of years it's been, of course, since roughly half of your time at Carthage has been during this challenging COVID pandemic. Can you briefly summarize where you were before you came to Carthage?
Yeah, absolutely. So Carthage College is actually my first opportunity to work within higher education. The majority of my career was spent in brick and mortar retail, specifically the apparel business. So I worked for a retailer called H&M. And throughout that kind of decade long experience, you know, started as a part-timer in college and had the opportunity within that span of time to be in lots of positions, both in the creative design and display angle, the operations space, and also kind of the HR and management level at the end of my career. And those opportunities really kind of informed how I approach engaging audiences, because I had the privilege to travel all around the country and be part of some pretty significant launches and events and partnerships in major markets such as New York City. And a lot of those experiences have stayed with me and how I kind of approach the work here at Carthage.
Cool. What was it that drew you to this opportunity at Carthage? I mean, in what way did you see it folding nicely both into your gifts and into kind of what you had already done and done so very successfully?
Sure. Well, in that position, you know, there was a lot of travel where this was my base, but, you know, I got to a point in my life where I really wanted to invest in the community in which I lived. I understood I had this unique skill set, and whatever way I could do to help, you know, benefit the community and those in it, I was looking for that kind of opportunity. And Carthage is definitely that place. It is such a powerful organization and such a blessing to work here. And I really am proud to be part of its vision in education and really enriching the Southeast Wisconsin region.
What is the scope of your responsibilities as Director of Advancement and Alumni Programs?
It can really manifest in a lot of different ways. I can be talking about experiences for one or two donors up to, you know, the 5,000 people we welcome back at commencement, which are graduates and their families. So in anything in between, and based on what the goals are and the size of that audience, you know, that strategy and how those experiences come to life looks very different, but you know, we always try to be thoughtful and innovative at whatever size and capacity we're operating at.
Right. So you're in a sense, to some extent, at least in the event planning business, and I should think it's in this exciting field in part because you get to create wonderful things, but you also have to create wonderful things that can be done, that can be implemented. And I suspect that your involvement involves both. I mean, not only the creation and design, but then the bringing to reality, whatever it is that you have created or designed or planned. Is that right?
Yeah, I think when you are doing event-based engagement, there's always, in the lead up to that, the strategy and the goals and data sets that you use to create those experiences. And for me, I really see is I take that science and make it feel like alchemy. You know, when you get a group of people together, you want them to feel like it's this magical, effortless experience that they're having this really personal response to when actually everything was meticulously thought out for them to have that experience. And I think the kind of reactions you can get and the emotions you can inspire through that type of engagement can really have long lasting effects to, you know, deepen relationships and affinity, and especially for our family and alumni of Carthage College.
We're speaking with Adam Koenig, who is Director of Advancement and Alumni Programs at Carthage College. He's been there since February of 2019, and he is largely responsible for the commencement exercises that just took place that were like nothing ever seen on the campus of Carthage before, and I suspect maybe not seen any place else ever. We'll get to that in just a second. Adam, just a quick word about this COVID-19 pandemic period, which has been a good half of your time at Carthage. What kind of a difference has it made? I mean, I should think a profound difference in terms of what you do and in terms of creating programs and experiences for people within these very strict restrictions and protocols that the pandemic has necessitated.
Absolutely. And I'm not alone in kind of that, how do we go forward in this unprecedented circumstance. You know, many faculty and staff members across campus had to be equally innovative of how they moved forward educating the students here at Carthage. And, you know, reflecting back of where we were at the beginning of the pandemic and where we are now, so many positive lessons learned of how to deliver experiences, whether those are virtual or hybrid experiences, in a more sophisticated manner, and a manner that can reach more people regardless of their location. And many lessons learned that we will continue post-pandemic. A lot of things that, you know, looking back, so those moments of like, why didn't we always do it this way? And again, I'm not alone in kind of that reflection on all the ways we've innovated. You know, I think I would say, even though this year has been very challenging, the silver lining is all the opportunities we were able to pursue and the things that we will now do going forward.
Before we talk about commencement 2021, just completed, let's spend a minute or two talking about commencement 2020, which of course occurred at towards the beginning of this terrible pandemic and at a time when things had to be very, very restricted. Explain to our listeners what semblance of a commencement there was in the spring of 2020 at Carthage?
Sure. So, you know, our memories of timeline sometimes skew a little bit when we think about it, but the kind of that hard stop of that pandemic where that really peaked was, you know, 5 weeks before our commencement. So that ceremony had already been planned for over 9 months. And there were discussions of how we could pivot. There were a lot of other institutions that were just kicking the can, being very, very vague. But, you know, working with President Swallow and other leaders across campus, you know, the Carthage way is to communicate clearly and honestly. And we really wanted to be able to recognize these students to the best of our ability, given those circumstances. So what we did was a commencement in two parts. First, we had a virtual commencement with all of the traditional speakers from the distinguished faculty that's selected by the students, the distinguished senior who gives the class address. We also conferred degrees and were able for the deans to say everybody's name. And we had a slide with their photos and their degrees so they could be in their caps and gowns at home celebrating with their families. And then 2 weeks later, we followed that up with a diploma drive-through where it was a parade where those students who were able to come back with their families and their vehicles could drive down Alfred Park Drive with faculty and staff lining the route, waving and cheering them on, where they could pick up their diploma, be welcomed into the Alumni Association. And then the end of the route stopped right in front of our statue featuring President Lincoln, where we had President Swallow there, where they could pose to get that photo, like would traditionally happen in commencement, just they were in their vehicles. So we made it as fun as we could, while also, you know, making sure safety was centered in that experience.
Very good. So you obviously had some time, you and others, to think about commencement 2021. First of all, through the course of this school year, did you ever harbor serious hopes that we would be back to normal by the end of the school year? Or pretty much from the beginning of the planning process, did you and others know that this commencement could not be like the normal commencements of 2019 and earlier?
Sure. Well, I think one part of my job is always to be optimistic, right? It's just part of the work. You almost have to be. So I think, you know, there was always that through line, well, in 90 days, it will be radically different. In 90 days, it will be radically different. And I think when we got to December of last year, we came together and we said, all right, we're in a situation where it seems like this emerging narrative may come through with access to vaccines and what that means, but we're truly not in control. So instead of being reactive and responsive, how can we be proactive in structuring this experience where, regardless of what the outcome is, we have the flexibility to still execute this in a safe way rather than, you know, changing the event date or disappointing families? Because commencement truly is a really special experience where people come in from all over the country. And it's very, very important, both for the graduates and their families. And that was the first thing we said. We said, we are going to do this on campus. We're going to do it in person. And the graduates' families are going to be there. And from there, how can we step back and make this happen? And that was the seed that was planted that ultimately resulted into the experience that happened a couple weekends ago.
I think one of the things that one of my only regrets about commencement 2021 is that it is not very easy to describe to somebody who wasn't there. And maybe you've done this enough that you'll have better luck than I do just verbally describing what it was like for graduates and their families who came and participated in this. So give it a shot, Adam. Describe to our listeners without any visuals what.
Well, it was also difficult for me in the planning stages to also describe what was going to be happening. And, you know, I have so much respect for President Swallow and the executive staff for just having the trust to be like, you know what, we don't quite know what this is, but it sounds great. Let's do it. Let's go all in. And, you know, without that kind of framework and encouragement, it never would have happened. But
that's essentially, that's a really good point. I'm so glad you said that, Adam. It never really occurred to me, but It's not like you were in a position to say, this is what we should do, I think, and this is exactly what it will look like, and are you with me or are you against me? I mean, in a sense, this probably was a matter of trust, particularly because you came up with something that was so incredibly innovative and really for the moment. Describe to our listeners what you created.
Sure. So we took back and we looked at commencement and we're like, what are all the elements that are involved in that? And kind of put them in a row. And we're like, now, how can we put these back together in a way that is safe? And, you know, it was with the college's guidelines of social distancing. So first, we created a program for graduates only. The majority of our graduates are already on campus. So that event was on Friday evening. It was socially distanced in our field house where we had, you know, all the graduates come in. And we, again, had all the traditional speeches from the distinguished senior to the faculty member to the conferring of their degrees. That program, of course, was live streams for families at home. That event also graduated our mascot of 24 years, Torchy. So he received his diploma that evening and was sent off with great fanfare. And that event was then followed up with 2 days of this experience we're talking about, where we invited the graduates and 5 guests to participate in an extended procession line that then ended at the commencement stage where they received their diploma. And how we did that is we segmented our graduates into groups of 50, where these students and their guests would arrive every hour for 13 hours, stretched over 2 days, where they would go through this really immersive experiential procession line. And, you know, it involved light displays, interactive displays, where faculty were wishing them well. We had graduation stations where they're welcomed to the Alumni Association. They received their academic honors. And they were able to walk a red carpet with a giant video wall with, you know, all these photo opportunities. So it was really just this joyful, exciting experience that, you know, the pomp and circumstance wasn't until the very end. And the lead up to that, it was 25 minutes of pure joy and excitement, celebrating their achievements. And as they entered our Siebert Chapel, we had that traditional commencement music that was recorded by our ceremonial band with the president on the stage, with the provost or the deans announcing their names, with faculty in the pews cheering them on, and the families. Every family got that front row seat to see their student get that diploma and cross the stage. And it was just such a powerful experience. And it actually exceeded all of my own expectations. And I'm just so thrilled for our graduates and families that they just had such a positive experience after such a difficult year.
Right. Do you recall what kind of the initial spark of the idea was? I mean, had you, for instance, done something, anything like this in your previous work for H&M? Or was there any other way in which this idea sprang into being out of anything you had done before or seen or experienced? Or did this just kind of, in a sense, happily come out of nowhere? I mean, the kernel of the idea of this extended procession for everybody.
Yeah, well, I think if you take a step back with, you know, the experiences I've had, H&M actually was the founder of the idea of designer collaborations with mass market retailers that are now commonplace, where you hear, you know, X designer is, you know, making a range for Target, or this celebrity is releasing this product line. You know, H&M was really the founder of that idea. And, you know, it happened on an annual basis. And in major markets where these product ranges were launched, you know, the stores themselves or areas of the stores were really transformed into these, you know, shop and shops, they call them, where, you know, it's a really elevated experience with this elevated product range that was really an entire experience around the range of clothing. So, you know, doing that for such a long time, you know, I understand how you can transform spaces into something else and create this immersive experience. And when thinking about how we can do commencement, you know, over the past year, you see, you know, a lot of people doing drive-throughs or drive-ins to do events, and the idea of moving through as the separate unit. And I was like, you know, we have the luxury of having all of these connected facilities that have really beautiful spaces that if groups of people were able to walk through those leading to our chapel, we could do something with that. And then from there, you know, it was all, you know, downhill, I guess you would say, from that initial thought.
One of the things that most impressed me, Adam, was the transformation of, for instance, the upstairs hallway of Johnson Art Center, which is the building where I work when I'm at Carthage, and upstairs from where my office is, and with some draping and with some lighting, I mean, you would never guess that that was the same ordinary hallway that I'd walk down, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of times. What kinds of things did you think about in terms of the transformation of some of these spaces to be something new and dramatically different from what they normally are?
I'm somebody who is highly collaborative when I work. So I will gather together my core team, who are both internal Carthage employees, and then our fabulous local vendors who support us in the Christmas festival for that kind of experience. And, you know, I give them that big idea of what I'm thinking. And then I give them the space to do what they do best, where they're like, okay, give me some time and I'm going to come back with a rendering. Or, you know, I really think we should do X, Y, or Z. And I really just try to empower and enable those people to then come together with all their different areas of equipment and lighting and specialities to create something that's greater than the sum of its parts. You know, I really approach this work from kind of a curatorial kind of perspective, where, you know, it's my job to have, you know, that greater sense of that narrative or experience, and then empowering each of those, you know, vendors or artists in this case to just do what they do best. And I think, you know, that kind of freedom and creativity really spoke for itself.
Right. Something that struck me was, as the families came through, I was towards my post as one of the faculty volunteers, was towards the very end. I was like two steps away from when they actually go into Siebert Chapel to receive their diploma at the very end. So by the time I was greeting graduates and their families, they'd gone through most of this long processional, and they were so enthusiastic, including the grandparents. And that impressed me because obviously the aesthetic was not particularly designed with grandparents in mind. I mean, you know, in terms of the kind of music that's playing and so on, this was really, of course, designed with the graduates in mind, as it should have been. I mean, that was only right. But I appreciated that the parents and the grandparents were just as swept up in it as the graduates were. And I think that's an impressive achievement on your part, to have pleased everybody who came, or I mean, essentially everybody who came, and not just the graduates themselves, but those who were there to support them.
And that's a really interesting observation, because that's not an uncommon, you know, talking point when designing events is thinking about the individual's age or life experience. And, you know, I'm somebody that, you know, I really encourage people to give, you know, individuals more credit, you know, of, you know, a willingness to experience something that may be really, really new or really, really innovative. I think people, whether they know it or not, really crave and enjoy those experiences. And I think, you know, as we emerge from this, you know, once in a generation pandemic, I think you'll see more and more organizations, you know, mounting these untraditional, you know, really forward-looking experiences to engage their audiences. And I'm just so glad, you know, regardless if it was a graduate or their grandmother who had been to 10 or 12 of these commencements, you know, it was just a positive and joyful experience.
It really was. This is sort of a personal question that I'm sure you can't maybe a full extent answer, but I'm just curious. It felt expensive, and I mean that as a compliment. I mean, it did not look in any way like it was done on the cheap. I mean, it looked lavish and exciting and wonderful. Was it expensive compared to a normal commencement?
Well, I harken back to a really great relationship with our vendors who, have been great partners, and we made sure to engage throughout the pandemic. They also helped us produce our Christmas festival. And part of the reason of why we decided to do that is so we could continue to support our vendors who were severely impacted. No one was doing events, and we were so proud to be able to support these small businesses. And they paid us back in kind for that thought and care, where they really worked within our budgets. And I think, something that people don't understand about commencements is a large part of the cost goes into the labor of setting up these events for thousands of thousands of people. So those costs were just redirected to a much smaller footprint. So this kind of format actually was less expensive than a normal commencement. So I think, people realizing that of how we can do more in a more impactful way if we just are willing to think about the formatting, I think has been a major takeaway for conversations that the college is having about what we do going forward.
Well, that's the last question in our last couple minutes. I assume that discussion is already underway about commencement for 2022. And is it too soon for those conversations to be specific enough to address the possibility of some of these elements being retained, even though we hope by May of 2022 life is going to look a lot more normal than it does right now? Or are those discussions still to come?
I think there's already excitement building for what our programming for commencement and beyond looks like post-pandemic. But Carthage truly is a community that's made up of our staff, faculty, our graduates, and families. So that conversation needs to be collaborative. So I think as we, welcome back the class of 2020 on May 22nd to have the same experience, and once we, welcome them back and recognize their achievements on campus, we can start to pivot, and once we get to the fall, to welcome in, the 22 graduates and their families, to really enter a dialogue of what commencement looks like going forward and what they would like to see.
Very good. Adam Koenig, Director of Advancement and Alumni Programs at Carthage College, and the man more responsible than anyone else. I mean, not solely responsible, but largely responsible for designing and implementing the wonderful commencement activities that took place at Carthage not long ago. Adam, thank you for making time in your busy schedule for this conversation. I'm glad we could share with the community something of the backstage story of how this wonderful event was put together. Thank you for this, and best wishes to you.
Thanks, Greg. It's been a pleasure.
The preceding interview was recorded and initially broadcast back in the early summer of 2021. Adam Koenig is still with Carthage, but now in a different position than he had back then. Adam is now Executive Director of the Student Experience and Strategic Campus Initiatives.